From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. Coming up, we'll take a close look at a sweeping new report revealing systematic failures that led to that massive oil train explosion last year in Canada.
But first to Ferguson, Missouri, where today community members are helping to clean up, and there is a strong police presence after a tough night last night in which two more protesters were shot, reportedly not by the police, and 31 other people were arrested. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is expected to visit the St. Louis suburb tomorrow, and the White House is reportedly weighing whether to send President Obama, according to the Hill newspaper. Yesterday, the president spoke and urged an end to the violence in Ferguson, but chaos has rained down virtually every night since 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot and killed by a police officer more than a week ago. NPR's Elise Hugh is in Ferguson and joins us now. Elise, what have things been like there today?
We're seeing a lot of cleanup, actually. About 150 school teachers who are doing a professional development day since classes continue to be called off. They have walked up and down the street cleaning up. They have found tear gas canisters, lots of cigarettes, broken bottles, things like that, and are spending their morning helping the community.
And last night, as we said, another rough night. A couple of people shot, although not by the police. Many others arrested. Tell us about what happened.
What had started as a pretty calm standoff between demonstrators and law enforcement suddenly erupted. It turned at the same intersection where we've seen lots of clashes nightly. Bottles and rocks were thrown at the tactical units, so tactical units fired back at least three rounds of tear gas. I was right at the front line, if you will, and so there were flares or fire being deployed in two directions. There was the tear gas, and then there were Molotov cocktails going back towards the police. And so pretty harrowing few moments there, lots of pops and what sounded like big blasts.
And any sense of where that started? Did the Molotov cocktails come first or the tear gas?
Well, law enforcement says that their tactical units were actually hit by rocks and bottles from somebody hiding in a bush. And so the demonstrators on the street in the moments that led up to the confrontation in the middle of the night were actually openly defying police. I mean, police had asked them to get off the street. They had been asking for hours over the bullhorn. But the demonstrators were pulling street signs out of the ground. And it was still generally pretty calm, even as street signs and were getting pulled out of the ground. It was the sudden moment where you heard pops. That was when we saw the tear gas getting deployed and a lot of the flares in the street.
Now, we know the Missouri Highway Patrol is still there. The state National Guard has been brought in. Who is in control in Ferguson?
The Missouri State Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson is ostensibly in charge. He's holding all of the press conferences. He's asking the community to protest peacefully during the day. But there are lots of jurisdictions at this police command center where I'm at right now. You see a lot of St. Louis County police. You see the Humvees from the National Guard. There's about 80 National Guardsmen here at the staging area, and they were here last night as well. National Guard, they actually appear to be just protecting the command area, if you will. They weren't at the so-called, you know, ground zero, the central area where a lot of the clashes were happening.
What are the protesters saying to you about what is going on there? And let's start with the people who may have come in from outside, and then I want to hear about the residents as well.
It's really interesting because more and more as the days have worn on here in Ferguson, there have been people from California, from New York, from Washington, D.C. I've met folks from Atlanta, from Charlotte, and they seem to be coming here and saying that this is a moment for them because, you know, black men have been targeted by police for so long. But people in Ferguson have a different take. They have specific asks. They want more details of the investigation. They are calling for the county executive and the county prosecutor to be removed. And so they're a little bit more familiar with what's been going on here in the Ferguson Township itself. And so very wide range of calls for change here, depending on whom you ask.
And as we get farther away from the moment that Michael Brown was shot, is the frustration rising or coming down a bit?
It's very difficult to tell because it's so different between day and night. During the day, you know, there's shoppers coming into this Target where the command center is. There's a lot of folks on the streets cleaning up. It feels very safe. But after night falls, there's a lot more anxiety in the air. It's very difficult to tell in this moment what's going to happen when night falls, because the days have been fairly calm and normal.
And tomorrow we know that Attorney General Eric Holder is going to visit Ferguson. What are people expecting from his visit and whether it's going to change anything?
That's the big question. There's a lot of skepticism among the locals that this is going to change anything. The family, of course, had requested that Attorney General Holder take a bigger role in the federal investigation. And so this is something that is going to calm some of the anxiety of the immediate family. But for the community as a whole, locals are just looking to heal. They're wanting a night of peace, but uncertain when that's going to come.
NPR's Elise Hugh in Ferguson, Missouri. Elise, thank you.
You bet.